All right, everybody, we are back with another episode of Autastic.
Yes.
Over there, that's
Kirk Smith.
Oh, yeah. And I'm Graham Kay. We are both comedians.
That's true.
And we're not scientists.
Nope.
We're just trying to figure it out.
Yep.
Kirk has an autistic son who is 17.
17. He'll be 18 this year. Yep.
Yes, that's how years work.
Plugging away one at a time. That's how he does it.
Yeah. He's autistic, so he only gets 1 year older per year.
1 year older per year. He ages like everybody.
And my brother is autistic. He is less severe than Kirk's, more verbal. So together, I think we have a pretty good handle on the spectrum of
autism. We've had different experiences with autism in our family, so mm-hmm. I think that provides
a
little balance.
I'm a sibling. Yeah.
What do you think's harder? I think it's very different, the father and the sibling.
I think being a father is much harder.
At the beginning, but eventually the father dies.
Yes.
And then,
then it becomes harder for me.
I like
true.
How my death makes me laugh hilariously.
Yeah.
Eventually I get to check out.
Yeah.
See you later, suckers.
Yeah, I'm really pushing hard to make it in this comedy game. seriously. I'm like, I gotta... there is like a time limit, you know, before I have to like sort of give up and sell insurance or something. No disrespect to you listeners out there selling insurance. Please don't stop listening to us. But,
please don't send any letters. And don't try to sell us anything. We don't have any money.
It's just way less fun than partying all the time and sleeping in every day.
Telling jokes to strangers.
Yeah. But I actually party way less than I used to.
Now it's like once a week.
Yeah, I have less money and my hangovers are worse. But anyway, that is something that every sibling of someone who's autistic thinks about.
Yeah, sorry to make it so serious. I was making a joke, but now your face is like turned to stone. And you're like, oh, crap.
I have no brothers or sisters other than my brother. So it's just like, I guess I'll
have to
leave New York or Los Angeles and go back to Ottawa.
Your dad's going to live another 35 years. You'll be ready to retire when you're 50.
My parents are very healthy. They just joined a gym. They joined the YMCA.
Ooh, that sounds about right for their age
bracket. My brother, I've talked about this. My brother, he started working out because he went to the doctor and she's like, you've gained some weight. And he's like, I have. And he's like, he's lost like, he just taught, I mean, I showed him a little bit how to work out, but he just does it himself. And he's lost like 12 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he's very meticulous, right? And so like
he
weighs himself.
Yes. He records it.
He records
writes
his it
weight.
Down.
No one told him to do that. And now what he's done is he's like, my parents are like, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And they joined a gym.
I love it.
It's pretty awesome.
Your brother's making your dad live another 30 years. I love it.
I don't know about 30. Maybe.
My mind, your dad was grossly obese. If he's not, then
he's not. My dad has a.
I'm just joking.
A dad body that continued to grow.
I know the feeling. I'm right here.
It's great. I'm very happy, and thanks, Peter, for giving me another few years of this comedy game.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. But what are we going to talk about today, Kirk? We're going to do the Week in Review first.
First, we should talk about how come I keep stopping you halfway through this. You're rubbing your stomach and your chest under your shirt. I don't know what's happening over here. You have an exciting week.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Kirk,
it's not that kind of podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to let you in behind the curtain. We record sometimes two back-to-back, and the last episode, Kirk was like, stop, just looking at me and pointing, like, and I just caught myself. My hand is up
hand
my
halfway
shirt.
Up your shirt, interviewing somebody. Thank you so much for coming to our podcast.
I don't know. I'm like, I think because I'm getting fatter.
You're feeling it out. You're like, I don't want to weigh myself. I can feel the fat.
I can feel me. I'm like feeling my body. I'm like,
this is six beers right here. I feel it.
Yeah, I've been. I've been.
It's your girlfriend's birthday. You guys went out and had a good time.
Yeah, and then I had a couple of drinks after a show last night because they give you two drink tickets sometimes, and then it's like, well, I'm not going to waste these. And then all of a sudden, you're two drinks in, you're like, well,
I should have two more.
We're having a good time. And then you're like, I had a light night. And you're like, wait, I had six beers. That's not a light night.
And they weren't light beers.
Yeah, I mean, and then anyway, went to the Magic Castle. That was awesome. Magic Castle is so friggin' cool.
It's yeah, it's pretty cool. If you're in LA and you get a chance,
yeah,
you have to have an invite from somebody who's a magician, basically. But
it's a giant mansion.
Actually, though, listen, if you donate $10 per episode, we'll get you in.
We'll find a way. We'll find a way. We'll get you into the Magic Castle.
I was playing, but yeah for sure.
It took me a year to find somebody to get a contact to get in. And my girlfriend was pumped. Jane was pumped. And it was fantastic.
It was her birthday. She had fun, right?
Yes.
That's great.
She had a great time. It's just a bunch of different rooms with magic going on. And it's the mecca for magic in the world. So it's like the best magicians in the world who we will talk about on in the news coming up later. It is everyone might be on the spectrum. Everybody. And yeah, I noticed there was amongst magicians they are not autistic, but there is something. Something.
Well, like magicians, like every magician I know has this joke where they go, I'm not talented, I'm just very lonely, because like the tricks take forever to do and you sit by yourself and go through it by yourself.
Yep.
And jugglers say that too. Like I've heard jugglers say that too. Like, I'm not telling them, I'm just very lonely. Anybody could do this if you have no friends and 4 hours available in your life.
Yeah.
Darren Collins, a very funny juggler.
It's communications. It enables them to communicate with people and have control.
Well, it's kind of like stand-up, right? You get to control the conversation.
100%. There's a lot of similarities. Like there was like the magicians could tell who were magicians in the crowd. Just by the way they were standing.
That's
and
funny.
I can do that with comics.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The people comics. In the back with their arms crossed, judging me.
I'm not like, smiling at all.
Yeah, trying to see how.
Trying to see behind the curtain. What's he doing there? Oh, I see what he's doing.
But anyway, it was. Since we started doing this podcast, my ears have been peaked or whatever. I've been looking for autistic traits in people and I noticed some things. But
well,
anyway.
It's been very educational, this podcast.
But let's go. That's sort of what happened in my week in review, and you had a big week in review.
I had a pretty good week. I was the Kern Autism Association up in Bakersfield, California, had me up, and I headlined their benefit. It was fun, and did an hour, and we did.
Yes, if you have an organization that you think could use a really funny speaker at Kirk Smith, the guy. Does an hour of funny stuff clean on autism. It's pretty amazing.
It's kind of unusual. Yeah, I don't know anybody else that does that right now. So
no.
We had three news crews come out from the local news that covered it, and they did some really nice reporting. We got some nice... so it was good. It was sold out. They did it. It was the autism organization, but they don't have their own facilities, so they partner with different people. So this time, the local church gave them not the sanctuary, but they have like an activity room. It was the... Canyon Hills Assemblies of God, something like that. So we did it there. They had a taco truck.
Sounds very official until you said taco truck. The Canyon Hills Assembly of God had a taco truck.
You know what else they had that was interesting? They had a movie shown afterwards. Okay, so John Travolta has a brother, and I just blanked on his name, but he
something Travolta.
Travolta, yeah. So John Travolta had a son who was autistic who passed away.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't like... well, he had I don't think they ever came out publicly and said he's autistic, but...
John hasn't come out either.
They had a developmentally delayed son, and he passed away. He had a seizure. I'm like, just from the videos and stuff, the kid, I'm pretty sure, is autistic. I mean, reminding my son a lot. Anyway, so his brother has a... Yeah, I was laughing at the coming out of the closet comment that he made, not the other comment. Has a... an institution there in Bakersfield called Inclusion Films, and it's all for disabled people, and they made a movie. They had a movie that came out that's called Enough is Enough. It's about bullying, and it's made and acted and everything with kids that are and adults that are disabled. So it's like there's a kid with Down syndrome, a lot of kids with autism, and they screened it there too. And that was interesting. But it was a really great...
Inclusion Films.
It was a really great.
What'd
time.
You think of this movie? We're holding the DVD case right now.
I think it's great that they're doing something. Listen, it's a chance for these kids.
It's hard to make a movie.
It's super hard to make a movie. Have you seen Cool World? There's a Brad Pitt's in that movie, and it's terrible, and it's made here in Hollywood. So it's like just making movies. Anybody making movies is hard. So like some of these kids have their own challenges, and I think it's a very important message against bullying, and. Yeah, I think it's.
I think that was diplomatic.
It's a good first effort. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Show
was great though.
Show was
great. I did an hour, and people. It's always fun to do these events because you have people afterwards that come up and sometimes they're crying or they're laughing, and then you know my son. I tell a story about my son's like first erection on a bus, and it's right through. He likes to wear pajama bottoms because a lot of kids have tactile issues. And problem with pajama bottoms is there's a slit right through the middle of the where you can pee. And so like when his first erection's on a bus and he scared the lady he was riding with because he's like a fully grown man. And people come up to me, oh, you know, wiping their eyes. Like I had the same experience with my son. And I had to tell him. And so I think it's really great for these parents to come out and we laugh about it and we talk. And just to desensitize the issues, I think it's important to talk about these things.
Yeah, it's a huge release.
Yeah.
To talk about, hear other people talk about it.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I've been through that too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. And so I think, you know, I think it's always good to laugh. It's always good to laugh.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Well, that's great that that they do that. And it's great that...
it's a great organization. Mm-hmm. Kern, I was really impressed with them. Ramona, I'm going to struggle with this last name. Puget? I can't. I know Ramona. Spanish name's easy. This is kind of funny.
Kirk cannot do last names. I mean, if you could write it for me, I could help you.
P-U-G-E-T. Puget? Puget?
Probably Puget or Puget.
Puget, maybe.
Yeah.
So the local KCBS or KGET came out, and the reporter also does something with Telemundo. So actually we did four interviews.
Say Telemundo again.
Telemundo.
Ooh,
Telemundo. Ustedes pueden vernos hoy día en la noche a las 6 de la tarde.
All right, enough.
So we did an interview in Spanish too. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Kind of cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
My first Spanish interview in the United States. Yeah. I did when I was Ecuador. I did that show. I did some Spanish, but this was the first one in the United States. It's kind of cool.
I love watching you speak Spanish because you're so white. And then the Hispanic
like
people.
Melt?
No, Hispanic people are like, gay.
I know the reporter had to. Her name was Christina Lopez.
You look like John Elway.
I know. It's like, and she's like, I'm going to have to. Her name was Christina Lopez, but third generation Mexican. So she's like, I'm going to have to ask you these questions in English because my Spanish isn't good. I was like, that's file translated for you.
That's great.
It was fun, though.
Congrats, man.
Thanks, man. That's my week in review. That's what I did this week.
Well, that's great. My week, in terms of my car, a little update on my car, Silver Bullet is still...
Still dead?
Well, that's obvious. But it's still in the shop. They have to keep it in the shop until they give me the money, but they can't give me the money because the other two cars that were totaled, they're just taking their time getting the estimate done, I guess, because they have better insurance than me, and then I guess they have rentals, so there's no rush,
they don't care.
And they're probably not as poor as me, so they don't care. And I'm sitting here like, I need the money, please. I need a car. Like, I need the money. I need the money from my old car to buy a new car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You've put money into it, and you need the equity back.
But because this drunk driver totaled three cars, I have to wait for these other two people to get their stuff together, you know? So it's just whatever. It's frustrating, but luckily Kirk is lending me his daughter's car. So I'm just driving around in a teenage girl's car.
If my daughter had any drive and got her own license, you wouldn't have a car. So that's the upside to that.
Yeah, we're both... she's what, 18?
She's 18, yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Well, she's ahead of me. I didn't get my license till I was 21.
We're close.
And I'm still on a learner's permit. 34.
Oh, boy. Hollywood producers, he's 28.
Yeah, right. I had a general meeting with a head of casting for a major network. And I'm like, how old are you? And he goes, I go, 34. He goes, 29. I was like, okay. He got so sad when I told him I was... Anyway, I didn't drive for 5 years, and my license expired. So I had to get like a new license. I lived in New York. Again, like I didn't... Toronto, no one drives. I had to get my own license again to do road gigs, to like rent cars and be able to do road gigs when I started working and doing stand-up. And it was like... really embarrassing because the way it works in Ontario, in Canada, is you, when you get a license, you have to wait a year before you can drive by yourself.
Oh, wow.
So I was like 30.
You're like, could you open for me and ride with me?
Yeah. I was 30 and I was like, I could only drive with an adult.
I know, but you'd have to get another comedian who just started but has a license to come with you
100%.
And open the show and ride with you and supervise. Could you do 5 minutes before I do an hour and watch me drive, please?
Could you drive my car because I'm not legally responsible enough to drive alone?
Love it.
It's like a law for teenagers. They don't expect some 30-year-old to be like...
He's got a beard like Gandalf. Could you drive me around?
Anyway, that was my week.
That's your week in review. That's great.
Yes. Should we jump into this the interview?
Let's do the news first.
Okay, let's do the news.
Yeah. In the news... the news this week, we've got...
In the news, breaking news, everyone has autism.
Basically. <Yeah. laughs> There's an article on Reddit this month about the host is Dr. Ooh, his first name's tough. Tristam Smith. I got the last name right.
Wow.
Smith, professor of neurodevelopmental and behavioral pediatrics at the University of Rochester. He wrote that scientists have found that every individual actually has some features of autism. And it's a very interesting article, and basically it's confirming it's consistent with another study in 2015 in the study of autism and developmental disorders that found that many kids who don't meet the full criteria for autism still face varying symptoms of the condition. And it's funny, I had two people that came up to me.
What does that mean? Anyway, go on.
Ouch. Two people that came up to me after the show that were like, that bought a book that were like, my son's not, my daughter isn't. Graham just kicked my toe. That's why I said, ouch, sorry. Bent my toenail back.
Oh, my God.
No big deal. That's all right. We can edit this out. I had a lady come up to me after the show who said, who bought the book and was like, our kid has a couple of the characteristics. They're not, it's not enough to be diagnosed as autistic. But yeah, so it makes me think, yeah, there is, especially now that they've like, they've made the autism spectrum smaller in a sense. I mean, they got rid of
Asperger's,
like you call it the Pluto of autism. It doesn't, it's no longer... It
comes and goes.
Comes and goes. It's no longer part of it. Yeah. And then, you know, you have to meet some very specific criteria. So this is a very interesting article. So, yeah, it's on attention.com, ATTN.com.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how it benefits us or what it means, really, but it is interesting that... I mean, I definitely feel like now that I've delved into autism and starting to learn more about it since this podcast, I'm like, I have a lot of traits that are autistic, a lot. And my brother is autistic. It's just, I don't know. I'm not enough to be autistic.
Well,
but I've definitely had people say to me like, I don't know what you do all day. I just want to like, what is taking up all this time? What do you? I just want to have a video and just see what you do all day.
Like, that's what people tell you?
Yeah. I've like several different people come up to me like, I don't understand how you fill your days. I'm like, what'd you do today? I'm like, I don't know. Stared at a wall. I've never been bored in my life, by the way. I've never been bored. I love long road trips. I can like, no radio is fine.
I love it.
Yeah.
What makes me think of this, this lady this week sent me and I can't find it, but sent me this color chart. It's a circle, and it's different colors, and it shows on different edges of the circle, it's got different attributes of autism. So like maybe one's like eye contact, and one is like nonverbal, and one is like repetitive things. And so like there's different people on different spectrums, not only different severities, but different attributes that affect them. So like, you know, we talked about this before. If you've met one kid with autism, you've met one kid with autism. So the things that my son suffers from might not be the same as the things that other people suffer from, but that doesn't mean that they're not also affected by it.
Mm-hmm. Should we get
it? Did your eyes glaze over? Are you okay?
My autism took over. I was like, oh.
Coffee's wearing off.
Yeah.
Well, that's our in the news. That's what's going on. I think it's a very interesting article, and we'll post it to our Facebook.
Mm-hmm. If we can find it. So moving on.
I mean the article about the everybody's on spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
That one we have.
Yeah. So let's do our interview this week.
Great. So this lady does a blog, a very successful blog about autism that people really like, with it's called Side of Fries. And it's
autism with a side of fries.
Autism with a side of fries. Yes.
Not just a side of fries. No. That'd be a different thing
it's
altogether.
It's a McDonald's blog. Yeah. It's
yeah. Autism with a side of fries. And what's her name?
Eileen.
I love making you read names. That's why I asked you.
Shaky? I think I'm going to go with Shaky.
Today we have Eileen Shackley. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. And she writes a very popular blog called Autism with a Side of Fries. She has an 11-year-old son and documents it. And people seem to respond to it really well. And we decided to have her on. And she had some pretty good insights on raising an 11-year-old. And Kirk gave her some advice too at the end, which is pretty fun.
I wasn't trying to.
Yeah. Should we just play the interview?
Let's play it. All right. Well, welcome. We've got a special guest this week, Eileen Shackley. She has a blog, a very, very popular blog called about her 11-year-old autistic son, and the blog's called Autism with a Side of Fries. Eileen, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me here today. I appreciate being on the podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. We really appreciate it. We've been trying to get Eileen on for like, what's it been now, like 2 months, 3 months? It's been a while. I've been trying to get it. Coordinate schedules.
Too cool for us, huh, Eileen?
Well, you know, I wanted to get on the podcast. I was hoping to demand, my diva demand was going to be that the silver bullet would pick me up.
Right.
You waited around too long. The bullet's dead.
My heart broke when I heard what happened. I'm like, well, I'll never get on it now.
No. If you're lucky, I'll pick you up in Kirk's daughter's car.
That's the best date intro ever. I'll pick you up in my buddy's daughter's car. Oh boy,
it's pretty sweet.
It's an 11-year-old Toyota.
Yeah,
slightly faded, but new tires. So
yeah, oh, and the tires are great. The AC takes a while to kick in. I'll let you know.
Oh,
yeah,
great. I have a vision of like you playing pop music and a bright pink furry steering wheel. It's awesome. I love it.
it only plays teenage girl pop music.
It's all new country. Yeah. Taylor Swift.
Oh boy. Oh god. Okay. Well, Eileen, why don't you tell the listeners, just give us a brief synopsis of exactly what your blog is about. It's about your son, obviously, but is it just sort of day-to-day thing, or is it your opinions on autism, or what?
It's a good combination of all of what you just said, actually. My son is 11 years old. He has autism. Where to put him? He's verbal, but most of it is a lot of scripting from various movies and YouTube clips.
Right. Sounds like my brother.
I often say I speak in movie quotes in my house, but, you know, my husband speaks in Star Trek quotes with his friends, so it's really not much of a threat.
No. Yeah.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, totally. Every once in a while, they're, you know, they go on about scripting. I'm like, please, who doesn't do it? Come on.
Does your son like Star Trek?
Oh, he's into it. Yep. It's just totally in his DNA. He likes that too. But mostly his favorite movie in the world is The Polar Express. Loves trains, like a lot of kids on the spectrum do.
That's a good one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, we watch it every night. If you ever want to see The Polar Express in the middle of July, you can come by my house every night. Tom Hanks at this point narrates my dreams. And
oh, boy.
If I ever met him in public, I don't know if I'd slap him or hug him. I'm not really sure. So.
Yeah, but, I'm lucky that my brother's obsession is The Simpsons, and there's like 25 seasons, so it's
pretty varied.
Yeah.
At least you got that going for you. But, no, that's my son in a nutshell. He's hyperactive and full of energy, loves music, and is just full of teen quirky autism goodness, as I say. So, but that's my blog. It's about what I think about autism and what goes on in our house, in a nutshell.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I've read it. I like it. It's funny. When we were talking, about subject ideas on having you on the podcast, Eileen. We were talking about, I'd be curious to hear about discipline, because discipline is always a hurdle. You know, I was talking to Graham about this, that I used to have a bit in my act, I haven't done it recently, but about that it's hard to know when he's misbehaving. Is that the autism, or is that him just being a kid? You know, when he shoves a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the DVD player, is that because...
Is he autistic, or is he a jerk?
Is he just being a little jerk?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, that's something I say to a lot of people, where it's the constant refrain of, oh, don't worry about it. It's okay if my son, you know, does something. And I'm like, no, it's not okay. Right. Like, you know, my kid has the potential to be an 11-year-old jerk, just like your 11-year-old kid can.
Right.
So, and especially with it's not okay, the problem is they're never going to learn what's okay if you don't stop them and say, hey, what you're doing is not cool.
Not,
you know,
acceptable,
like,
yeah.
Peanut butter, yeah, you know, so modeling is such a key component with for kids with autism spectrum disorder, because they're already dealing with the communication challenges. They're already having issues with reading social cues. So it's such a tricky line. Where is it autism? And where is it behavior? But I read a couple of different theories of always saying is behavior is communication. So even though your kid is sticking the peanut butter and jelly sandwich into the VCR or DVD player, what are they trying to say here at that point? So I kind of try to remember that. But there's also moments of, I'm a tired mom who's been up since 4 a.m. My kid maybe didn't go to sleep till 11 or 12 or later that night before. You know, I'm making French fries for breakfast for the, you know, 100th day in a row. Yeah, sometimes I'm like, God, you know, like, and I just go to instant mom mode and I'm raising my voice and I'm not taking a moment to think, all right, what's going on here? Like, you know, why is my kid doing this? Especially with the scripting a lot, I tell parents that all the time when they even say, like, that drives them crazy. But a lot of the time, it's a comfort thing for them. Why is your kid doing it? They're probably trying to self-soothe. They're feeling anxious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing also is teaching feelings. I think that's a big thing with discipline, is explaining to a child, not so much, no, you can't do this, but this is the reason why. It would make someone sad. It would hurt someone. Or, you know,
that's a
good,
that's a good point.
Does discipline work?
You know, because I think it does. My son is a kid, as I always say, he's holding the carrot in front of the donkey. Like, you got to give him something to be motivated for, to work for. Just to say, no, don't make that noise, is not going to do something that's going to stop him. He needs to know a goal in mind, a reward, something. And it better be good. It's not going to be some cool sticker jar.
What do you use? What do you use? Like, what's a good reward?
You know, he's based it on their interests more than anything. If your kid is the type of kid that's really into
Skittles,
getting different...
Skittles. A lot of Skittles.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not calling it... I wasn't with a side of fries for nothing. I have done many a trip through drive-thru windows to get the quote-unquote window fries, as my son calls them. You know,
I love
fries
that. The window fries. I like that.
The window fries. And if I make them at home, they're scoffed at. Like, oh, those aren't window fries. And I'm like, I'm always joking, like, go outside. I'll push it through the window. There you go, you know? So
we can make these window fries.
To be fair, window fries are way better.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought the same thing when my mom would make, like, McCain fries in the oven. I'm like, these aren't fried.
These are just pieces of potato.
These are baked whatever. Anyway... Yeah, sounds very similar to Kirk with his Rice Krispies with a side of ketchup.
It's a lot of ketchup. A lot of ketchup in my house.
A lot of ketchup and Rice Krispie squares.
But I think explaining to the child using emotions of what a behavior makes you happy or proud of them, or you understand when they're feeling anxious and acknowledging fear, like, that helps a lot, because at least they feel like they're being heard, you know? And you're teaching them an important thing. Like, you know, it's a horrible myth that that comes out there sometimes, that anyone with autism doesn't have empathy. And at least in the case of my kid, it couldn't be further from the truth. He was just,
Yeah, we talked about that a few weeks ago. Yeah, it's true.
He's like an empathy sponge. Like, he just soaks it up. And if he has an idea that, oh, gee, what I'm doing here is, like, poking the dog in the eye, I'm not just hurting him, but you're making, you know, mom and dad sad. And, like, then he gets it. Then it sticks. So, you know, but the one thing I always say to people, they're like, they see kids out in public and they're not quite sure what their behavior is. look at the parents. If the parents are addressing it, you follow their lead, you know?
Right. That's a good tip, too, yeah.
You know, like, if a parent, sometimes you got to ignore behavior, which is like, oh, you know, when my kid's stint for a while was screaming at the top of his lungs, let me tell you, that was kind of a hard behavior to ignore. But, you know, like, that sometimes you have to, and it's just, I don't want to feed the behavior. If I'm looking at him, giving him eye contact, it's the worst thing in the world to do. But, of course, that natural instinct as a parent, you want to turn around and tell your kid, I found, you know, you can't. So, it's really, you're not only is your kid learning how to live in the world, but you're living how to live with your kid as well in the world. Like, it's both on the job training.
I like that.
No one learns how to be an autism parent immediately. I'm still learning. I'm still screwing it up. Like, I always tell people, don't look at me like I'm an expert. I'm not. I still screw it up. please don't follow me. I'm lost.
What would you say to, like, so your kid's 11 now, so you've been doing this, you know, 9 years, so you're not an expert, none of us are, but you do have experience. So, like, what would you say to, like...
You have an 11 more years experience
than Graham does raising a kid, yeah.
Yeah, what would you say to somebody who has
a 2-year-old autistic kid just diagnosed, and they're going through it? I don't know if you remember those early years are, but they were bad for me. Like, what would you say as encouragement, but also, like, advice?
Great question.
I would tell them that there's nobody's going to give you a medal for being a martyr. I think in the beginning, you're so, like, hooked on fixing it. Like, that's your instinct as a parent. I'm going to fix this. We're going to do the right therapies. We're going to do the right, you know, techniques or medications or diets or whatever. And we're going to fix it. And you don't ask for help. You think you're going to do it all on your own. And you wind up burning yourself out. And that's, like, the worst. You want to talk about adding to the problem. You got a stressed out parent and a kid that can't communicate what they need. You know, that's a recipe for disaster.
That's great advice. Asking for help is a really, it's a really big one. I wrote it in that, not to plug my own book, but I wrote a chapter about that. It's very important because, like, at the beginning, you have too much pride, or at least I did, to really, you're like, oh, I can do this. And you really can't. It's really a community thing where you need your family or you need friends or you need, yeah, just for nights out or whatever. And if I had to do it again, I agree. I would definitely. Go ahead, Eileen.
And I also want to remind parents, like, a lot of times when you start telling people in the beginning when, oh, my kid just got diagnosed, they always say something, you know, kind of cliche, but like, oh, if there's anything I can do to help. Well, that's your hint. Take it. You know, like, they're giving you something. And even if it's 4 or 5 years down the road, remind them. Like, call them up, hey, remember that time when I told you my kid had autism? And he said, if there's anything I can do to help, well, I need some help. Like, you know, that doesn't end.
Yeah,
you know, there's not an expiration date on that. So... you know, definitely don't think you can do it alone. And don't beat yourself up on it. If you have a bad day, you're going to have days where it's great. And you're going to have, as I always say, get through it hour by hour, not even day by day, you know?
I like that.
You know? So, and then buy more fries, buy more Rice Krispies. What else can you do?
Yeah, but I think you're right. When somebody says, can I help? I'm the worst. I used to put him on the spot.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be great. Yeah, if you could come watch him next week on a Friday night, I would suggest a day. But I feel like sometimes people don't know what they're capable of doing. And if they offer to help, I feel like, you know, give them the chance. Give them the chance to help and to participate. Yeah.
I kick myself now because there was many a times when he was much younger, I had that opportunity. And I was like, oh, no, you couldn't handle it. Or, oh, I would feel guilty about, like, pushing it off on somebody. Like, I was so stupid. Like, I should have just taken it.
Well, Eileen, I have bad news for you. It's going to get...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, mine's 17, so I look back at chances when he's 11. And I'm telling you the truth. It's harder to watch him now than it is when he was 11. And my son's in the severe end. But it's true. And, you know, because he just got potty trained at 10, so, like, 11... You could leave him overnight. You could, like, he wasn't peeing in the closet anymore. So just take your own advice.
Yeah. All right. So this will be recorded. I'll play it back later.
What are there? Is there, is there any other advice you could give Eileen, Kirk?
I'm terrible at advice, but but what you said just struck a chord that, yeah,
what should she expect going through hormones and things like that in the next couple of years?
Yeah, expect a boy. So expect a boy to turn into a man. And so, yeah.
We're already getting that, and I'm not liking it. I've already decided I told him to stop growing. He's such a dude. It's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. And I just said to my husband, I'm like, I really miss my baby. And he's just like, oh, you're being nostalgic. I'm like, oh, I liked him when he was small enough that he fit in a crib. And he didn't have sweaty boy smell at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Get ready for a lot of get your hands out of your pants conversations in public. Yeah.
Oh, we already do. That's been discovered. Yeah.
That's fine, but you need to go do that in your bedroom. Yeah, you can't do that out here. You need to put that away. Put that away. Okay, good job. Put it away. Go do that in your bedroom. Uh huh. Put it away. Put it away. And he'll start saying, "Put it away," back to me.
My thing is private places, private spaces. Like, I just repeat that constantly. Private spaces, private places. Ooh, like that's, he'll just give me the look.
That's a mantra for me to follow, too.
Private parts and private places, Graham.
There you go. Good advice for any age.
For everybody. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to plug or anything coming up?
Yeah, tell us your website, your blog. Exactly.
My blog is autismwithasideoffries.blogspot.com. You can find me on Facebook at autismwithasideoffries. I'm on Twitter at French Fry Inc. And I'm on Snapchat at MamaFry74.
Ooh, Snapchat, so you're ahead of us.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, you gotta get on Snapchat, guys.
We'll add your blog to our Facebook page, too, for our listeners if you can't find it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
It's been great. I've enjoyed it. I got to go because I got a kiddo coming off a bus.
Pick him up.
What, you want to go get him?
No. maybe Friday.
All right. Yeah, you guys take care. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Bye.
So that was...
That's it.
That was fun.
That was good. It was good. I'm always so hesitant to give him advice. My dad always used to say, free advice is worth what you paid for. When people don't ask me for advice, I'm like, I'm not, if you're not going to ask me, then yeah. I'm
well, it's an interview, so there's a little more leeway there.
I guess.
I asked.
You asked, because I asked her for advice. I was curious, you know, discipline's a tough thing, and it's hard to know what to do. You know, and I think she's right. You make so many mistakes, and so it's easy to second guess yourself and be like, I made a mistake there. Yeah, you did.
Am I a bad person? Am I too harsh? Exactly. Am I being lenient?
Am I ruining this kid somehow by not doing X, Y, Z? The short answer is yes.
It seems every parent ruins their kid. Don't worry
about
it.
That's the thing. That's part. You're doing the best you can. As you're a failed human being. You're doing your best.
Yeah, as long as you try. It seems to me from my interviews we've done and from asking parents and from you is as long as you try your best.
And unconventional love. I mean, unconditional love.
Unconventional love.
Unconventional too. Just love them unconventionally. It's been a long day, people. Yeah,
you can go to jail for that. But anyway, I think that's been another episode.
We did it.
We did it. Guys, thank you so much for listening as always. Please share our podcast with people you think might benefit from it. Give us a rating, preferably a good rating.
That's my favorite.
On
good
iTunes. And write a comment. Those help. Those help the numbers greatly. And iTunes has been featuring us on their front page for Autism Awareness Month, and that's been huge for us. We really appreciate that. iTunes. Also, lastly and most embarrassingly, please, if you could donate to us at Patreon/Autastic, Patreon/Autastic. Less than a cup of coffee a week really would help us keep going and doing this. Believe it or not, it does cost money to put out a decent podcast. And we do comedy for a living. So this it would help. Anyway, that's the NPR portion of this podcast. You guys are the best. You can reach us at Kirk Smith Comedy on Twitter, at Graham K Comedy on Twitter and Instagram.
Facebook,
Graham K, GRAHAMKAY, Kirk Smith, just like you think. And also, follow us and like our Autastic Facebook page, everybody. That's also really cool. We share a lot of photos and articles on there, and it's just a great way for interaction. You can message us on there. We also have autasticpodcast@gmail.com where you can write us.
Did I cover? A mouthful. You got it all, though. You did it all.
I'm getting better at this.
You got this.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Love you.
Bye.